For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. More lava fissures have opened up on Hawaii's Big Island, bringing the total to 18. And there's more warnings of a possible volcanic blast that could send ash up to 12 miles away. Hawaii's Police Department spokesman Alan Richmond says residents are very nervous.
That's the fear factor. And, of course, the Hawaii Police Department, our job is to serve and protect. So we are doing everything that we can in the areas down around the vents in the Puna District to keep people safe, keep people out of there, and make sure that the gases aren't a continuing threat, although they will be at the top or the bottom.
More than 2,000 people remain evacuated since the original eruption on May 3rd, which sent lava flows through residential neighborhoods. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Preparations continue for next month's summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week that dealing with Pyongyang can be an ongoing process.
I think that we will at least see whether the decision on North Korea's part to give up nuclear weapons is something that they're prepared to carry through on. Then other discussions could occur. I don't think anybody believes you're going to sign the complete ending of the nuclear program in one day.
An offhanded comment leaked from a White House staff meeting is causing problems. An aide said the opinion of Senator John McCain doesn't matter because he's dying anyway. Fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham asked on CBS's Face the Nation, should the president apologize?
John McCain can be criticized for any political decision he's ever made or any vote he's ever cast, but he's an American hero. And I think most Americans would like to see the Trump administration do better in situations like this.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The president is paying tribute to mothers. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
President Donald Trump today released his Mother's Day message.
It's a special opportunity to thank all of the mothers and grandmothers in our lives. Since the earliest days of our republic, America's strength has come from the love and courage and devotion of our mothers. They helped us gain our independence. Through their grit, determination, and incredible spirit, they pioneered the West and settled the frontier. During World War II, America's mothers helped build the greatest arsenal for democracy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Another foodborne illness along the East Coast is getting bigger. USA's Chris Barnes has an update.
You've probably heard about the romaine lettuce scare. Well, now a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs is spreading, according to federal health officials who say 35 people in multiple states are ill, at least 11 hospitalized with complications. The number of salmonella cases, a dozen more, since the first recall notice was issued a month ago for eggs from Roseacre Farms that were sold in Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. About 207 million eggs were recalled because of the outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.